All right, today we're going to pray for your city, Baker, and Barstow. And again, our theme verse, and work for the peace and prosperity of the city I sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, for its welfare will determine your welfare. So Father, we thank you for your word in Jeremiah 29:7. And we thank you for Baker. It is the last city before Las Vegas off the freeway 15. And it is in desperate need of some help. It doesn't have a grocery store. It needs an urgent care. It needs renovation to the businesses that closed and were left abandoned. The strip looks poor and disheveled. Then there are some businesses that are doing okay, but it needs better economic options and some management and political help to actually see some good changes there to improve the economy. Father, we know that there's drugs, there's a problem there, often because people feel so isolated because they're not close to any near city, and it takes a while for them to get to even any healthcare or groceries, and they feel far away, and there's a sense of isolation. The few churches that are there are basically two, but our one church building is used by two groups. They need encouragement, they need growth, and they need a fresh vision. And so, Father, we also lift up Barstow, which is the next city 45 minutes away, minimally, from Baker. And it kind of is the last city before you turn on the 15 towards Las Vegas. It has high crime, but it does have a group of pastors who meet together to pray. And we thank you for that. We pray they continue to be united. And they spoke up at the city council meeting against the development that the council wanted to do for a cannabis strip mall, and that it was on the agenda, and they also would include a cannabis bar where people could stop and actually take it on the after they're stopped and then get back on the road on the freeway. It was in the news, and we pray, Father, for them to stay united, and that united front and that united prayers will see dramatic changes in Barstow. Also in recent news, they had a police raid that found and confiscated a lot of methamphetamine and a lot of guns. A wealthy African banker was killed in a helicopter crash that crashed there in Barstow. And a suspect fled driving 130 miles an hour. So we pray for safety and travel mercies, for something to be done on that freeway to stop people from going so fast. That there would be something created or developed, or more marquees. So we pray for a breakthrough in crime and an increase in lives transformed. And we also pray for the Marine Corps logistics base that's nearby. We thank you for 2 Chronicles 7:14, and we agree with it, Father, and for spiritual leaders of the churches in Baker, Barstow, and our own city to experience a desire to unite and pray. For policymakers to be accountable to you, to walk in the fear of you, for their economy, for the health services, for recreation to be healthy and things for people to do so they won't turn to crime, for the business sector to have sufficient work and opportunities for people to have jobs and have lower poverty levels, for any protective services that is involved, including law enforcement, fire, etc., that protection for them, and that they would be wise, that you would help those that are praying and for the people there. We pray for intercessors to rise up and stand in the gap and have such a spirit of grace and supplication and a zeal like John Knox, who prayed for Scotland fervently until he saw change. And we pray for them to keep on interceding until there's significant changes in their city, and we will do the same for our own. And we thank you, God, for what you're going to do in our communities, in Jesus' name.